Welcome to Embroidery for Kids and Me, Getting Stitchy With It podcast, helping you and your children love embroidery bit by bit. Stick around for free tools and patterns inspired by fairy tales and the like. This week I am sharing with you my 5 ways I make time for embroidery. In my season of life, it is hard to find time to embroider by myself, so I mostly sew with my children around. Many of us have heard needing our tanks full. You need a full tank to run through your day well. When the yelling comes, I know that I need to refill my tank. There is another way to visualize this need we all have. Following is a story to help you see it in your mind. A grown-up son was sawing. His father joined him. After a while, the son was getting frustrated and tired. His father could see something was wrong and asked him about it. "I'm trying to cut through this wood, but it's taking a long time. This is my last piece, and I just want to be done with it," the son replied with frustration. The father nodded his head knowingly. "Son, you need to stop and sharpen your saw." "But I don't have time, Dad. I need to finish sawing this one piece of wood. I am so close to being done." The son continued this way until he ran out of breath. The father waited patiently. "Son, trust me." The son looked at his dad. He didn't want to listen, but he knew he should. With grumbling in his mind, he took the time to sharpen his saw. When he went back to his piece of wood, the saw easily finished going through the last bit of the wood. "I know it doesn't feel like it, son, but taking the time to sharpen your saw actually saves you time and frustration." You can fill your tank or sharpen your saw even with your children around. Of course, it is important to get time for yourself, but in some seasons of life, this is very difficult. If we take the time to sharpen our saw, we have more energy to go about our daily tasks of dishes, child caring, and much more. We will have patience when our children start fighting for the 100th time in the last 5 minutes. But only if we take time to do something we enjoy. Drinking a cup of tea or coffee in the morning, going for a walk, reading, sewing, all these things can help sharpen our saw so that we can go about our day with energy and enjoyment. Since this is a sewing podcast, I will be sharing with you my 5 ways I create time for embroidery, even in a season of little ones all around. This is one of my favorite ways to sharpen my saw. I will start by sharing with you the season of life that I am in right now, so you can get a picture of what my days are like. I have 6 children, ages 13 months to 13 years. We are getting garden spaces ready outside. While inside, I'm trying to declutter and make our home look lovely. I live in a small home, so I'm trying to fix what I can to help me feel better with what I don't like about my home. I cook most every day. I am learning how to make sourdough bread, as well as make my own kefir and the like. We have chickens. My kids need a lot of guidance with helping take care of the house and the garden. I have a tight neck and back that will lead to migraines, even when I am careful about not doing much that is physical. I have been trying to figure out how to make this better, and I am getting better, but it is taking time. During the day, I have my 3 and 13-month-old boys with me. The oldest 4 are at school. My attention is pretty much wanted every second. I love having a big family, but finding time to sew can be tricky. Out of necessity, I figured out ways to get some sewing time in, even with my children around. So here we are. Here are my 5 ways to find time to sew. Number 1. Sew while they play. This works well with all ages of children, except for brand new babies. But with brand new babies, you can still sew when someone else is holding them, or in a baby swing, or such things. We go out in the backyard. I bring my sewing basket. And I watch my children play. We can talk together, they can show me things, and of course, I must watch amazing feats of acrobatics, meaning climbing up the slide and jumping off things, etc. With embroidery, I can stop sewing anytime I need to kiss boo-boos or stop my baby from eating sand. Number 2. Sew together. If you have children who would want to sew with you, then this is perfect. If not, then your child could be drawing, knitting, or reading aloud to you. My baby loves to play with our basket of fabric and yarn. Oh, did I say play? I mean make a mess. Though I suppose for little ones, that's the same thing. I do have children who will sew with me, and it is so much fun. We laugh, we joke, we chat, and admire each other's work. A warm, fuzzy feeling fills the room. The warm fuzzies are bringing us closer together, and I am reminded again how much I love my children. My son Joshua particularly enjoys reading aloud to me, so that is when I can sit next to him with my sewing while we enjoy a good book together. He does sew with me from time to time as well. Number 3. On play dates. I am blessed to have friends that I meet up with. Our children play, mostly happily, with each other while we mamas chat. Along comes my handy-dandy sewing basket. Sometimes we all work on something, or just one of us, but it is a great way to get the soothing rhythm of sewing that sharpens my saw. Time with friends is another great way to sharpen your saw, so this tip is twice as useful. Ain't I good? Number 4. While the older children watch the younger ones. This one is sort of cheating, but not completely, because interruptions still happen, but they are less often. Plus, my big kids get to have some fun time with the baby and 3-year-old, and the baby and 3-year-old have fun with the older ones. I don't usually initiate this. It happens naturally most often and is always a welcome sight and a welcome break, even if it is a short time. Number 5. In the car. When my husband goes anywhere with me and the children, he drives and I sew. I do need to stop regularly to keep the motion sickness at bay, but it's still a great way to get some sewing in. To review these 5 steps. Number 1. Sew while they play. Number 2. Sew together or while they're doing another project. Number 3. Sew on play dates. Number 4. Sew while the older children are playing with the younger ones. Number 5. Sew in the car. Let your husband, mom, or friend, or whoever it is, drive so that you can get some sewing in. In closing, though I look forward to the days when I have more time for myself each day, I am not in a hurry for it. I do what I can now while I watch my baby crawl into my lap and my sewing needs to move to the side. Again and again and again. I see my 13-year-old and know my baby won't be tiny for much longer. When I am in a hurry for my kids to grow up, I know I have neglected sharpening my saw for too long. Again, while it is necessary to have time with no children around, we go through seasons of life where this is very limited. These 5 steps help keep my saw full in the season of little ones, and I hope it will help you too. As the saying goes, the days go slowly, but the years fly by. It is so true. Sewing helps my days be happier so that I can enjoy my children's childhood more. I'm sure embroidery can help you too. I have a free Rumpelstiltskin pattern if you would like to sew something for your child's room. Simply go to tutusinfairytales.com/rump. That's R-U-M-P. And if you would like to listen to the story, be sure to check out my sister podcast hosted by my husband, Eric, called Tales from Long Ago, wherever you listen to podcasts. Or you can go to the website, tutusinfairytales.com, and find it there. So go have some fun this week, and I will see you next week. Goodbye for now.